Former President and founder of the NDC, Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings, has called on the leadership of the party to immediately embark on significant reforms and expansion of the party's electoral college to clean up its image before the 2016 election. He said the NDC needs the reforms to face the challenges of the dynamic global political climate. Addressing the chiefs and people of Jorje in the Volta region during this year's Desire or Palm Festival, former President Rawlings said the next presidential candidate of the NDC must be elected by a more representative electoral college similar to that being implemented by the NPP. Spokesperson for the former president, Kofi Adams, has been explaining to Radio Ghana the import of the former president's comments. He spoke to Bukli Nogo.
He's only adding his voice to the calls for reforms and the initiative that has already begun. As he indicated in his speech, His Excellency the President John Dramani Mahama, who is the leader of the NDC, himself has given a blessing to the arrangement to especially expand the base of the party elections. That is, those who converge to elect party executives from the polling station all the way up to the national level need to be expanded to submit to the current global dynamics. The party has already constituted a constitutional review committee which is supposed to go around the regions to take views from the rank and file of the party before these will be submitted to a national delegate conference for approval. So His Excellency, the former president and founder of the party, was only adding his voice and said that this is what must happen and that anybody who is entertaining fear from these reforms must not do so, because the reforms will serve the party better. It will strengthen the party. It will give the power back to the people as we have always known to be.
Kofi, how is the former president able to justify the assertion that the NDC can only win the 2016 election if it expands the electoral college?
If those reforms were not good, the party would not have generated them and submitted them to the Constitutional Review Committee to take to the rank and file of the party for approval as a constitutional process.
Is it the case that if these reforms are not introduced, in that if the electoral college is not expanded and then the status quo is maintained, does it mean that the NDC will find it difficult to win the 2016 election?
Everything you do that will make your organization easier, you will have to do it. And he's only asking that this will help the party move further.
But is there any feeling that some people are against these reforms at the leadership level of the party?
That is why they are called reforms. It's not everybody who will be happy about reforms. So surely some people will not be happy about reforms. There are people who may wish that the status quo will stay. But like he said, His Excellency the President has given his blessings. Some leaders of the party have equally given the blessings.
So, Kofi, has the former president officially written to the party about these suggestions?
Those views have been collected at the national level and they are being forwarded to the regions for discussion.
He had a spokesperson for former President Rawlings, Kofi Adams, talking to Bubukli Nogo.